Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. And we immediately go to a decision made by the FAA about Virgin Galactic. A suborbital flight of Virgin Galactic has triggered an investigation. And in the meantime, Virgin Galactic, associated with Sir Richard Branson, and the contest between Sir Richard Branson and Mr. Bezos, Jeff Bezos, formerly of Amazon, now of Blue Origin, had a contest won by Mr. Branson. However, Bob, a very good evening to you. The FAA has grounded Virgin Galactic. Why?
Well, John, just to be very clear, Virgin Galactic did its first suborbital flight with its Unity Spaceship Two spacecraft in early July, in which they had passengers for the first time. The passengers included Richard Branson and his brother Mark. I'm sorry, it included Richard Branson and a few other people, and they flew, you know, got into space quickly and came back down, and everyone made a big deal. First commercial flight passengers, not paying passengers. And so Virgin Galactic had a triumph, and they're going to be the first. They're going to be able to fly now suborbital flights and pay charge tickets. And in fact, the ticket prices for these flights has jumped since then. I think it's like $450,000 now. Well, it was revealed last week in a New Yorker story that during that flight, the spacecraft, because of high altitude winds, was not in its planned flight path. It had moved out of that flight path. And the pilots got a red light notice in their cockpit telling them that they've shifted outside the flight path, and they have a choice in that situation. One, they can immediately take corrective action, or they can abort the flight, shut the engine down, because this happened when the rocket engines were firing on the actual spacecraft as it was heading up to suborbital space. And they could shut those engines down and return to the ground. They made the decision, which actually everything I've ever known about flight was a wise decision. Just adjust the flight, correct for the winds, and get back onto the flight path, because they weren't so far off it that it mattered, that it was really a risky situation. And they did that, and the flight came down, and no one was hurt. However, because they exceeded their flight path, this instigated an investigation by the FAA. You know, in terms of was the flight path sufficiently large enough? You know, maybe they because of wind situations, they got to create a larger flight path zone, and so they can make sure others are not in that zone, and they set the zone up so it's not going to ever risk anything on the ground. So that was the investigation that was going on. And when the New Yorker revealed this story, well, lo and behold, in a few days, FAA suddenly announces it's grounding Virgin Galactic further manned flights pending this investigation. Now, when the story was first revealed, the FAA explained it as I just did, and so did Virgin Galactic. And from my perspective, this would not have ever caused the grounding of any flight. But because of the revelation, they immediately proceeded to ground Virgin Galactic, which probably means that their next planned manned flight, which was tentatively scheduled for September, October, is likely not going to happen on schedule. And since they had delayed all further flights because they were going to do upgrades to this ship, probably based on the test flight with Branson, this will probably delay other flights next year as well.
My observation, Bob, is that over the years, you and I have reported on Virgin Galactic carefully, and the information has been untrustworthy for years about when and how and how much and what about the test that lost the life of a crew member. All of those things lead me to understand that the FAA didn't step in here, it would have would have very much made all of us doubt about the FAA and rocketry. So it's because of the reputation of Branson that I think this is warranted to ground it.
To a great extent, you're correct, John. The flight itself in July was quickly improvised by Virgin Galactic to make sure that Richard Branson could fly suborbitally before Jeff Bezos. And that in itself is suspicious, because the flight was a test flight. It wasn't originally supposed to have passengers on board. It was supposed to be a test flight because they're still working out the kinks on this vehicle. And as I pointed out before, when this story was revealed, it shows a general pattern at Virgin Galactic that I'm really fearful of, which is that they're not testing enough to really understand what's going on, and they're rushing to put passengers on this spacecraft, which means I'm really beginning to think they're going to win the race to be the first to kill passengers. And I hate to say that, and I hate to think that'll happen, but I must say that when you don't test enough, and they haven't tested enough, they promised they test hundreds of flights before they put people on, and they've done maybe six, five. It's like tiny. They've done more than that overall, but since they redesigned the spacecraft after the flight that a guy died, they haven't done that many flights. And so it's a concern. And in that sense, John, you're right, and so is the FAA. And in fact, maybe the FAA should have grounded Virgin Galactic immediately because of that point.
Now we come to Firefly and a launch that went awry and debris raining down. What is Firefly?
Firefly is one of these new startup launch companies, rocket companies, and they're trying to develop their Alpha rocket. It was a small sat rocket, but they will be scaling it up to a bigger rocket later on. And so they tried last week, and we talked about it, their Alpha rocket first attempt at launch. And they got off the launch pad, but soon after getting off the launch pad, one of the engines stopped working. There was a problem with one of the engines, so it didn't have enough lift to get into orbit. And they knew that. We knew that as you watched very quickly. It wasn't getting up to speed like it should at the time it should. And so just before stage separation, it appeared to explode, but we've learned since that what happened is that the range officer, the military range officer at Vandenberg Space Force Base, basically decided this thing is now out of control and we have to destroy it before it lands possibly on inhabited regions. And so he blew it up. And this is always the case with every rocket. You can blow it up if any question of it landing someplace you don't want it to. And so he blew it up. Now, when it did blow up, it had been flying high enough and they let it get as high as they could so that most of the debris would fall over the ocean. But there's a beach near Vandenberg where people will gather to watch launches like this, and it's close enough to the ocean at the beach that when this happened, debris started to rain down around spectators. No one came near to getting hurt. No one was hurt, but the debris did come down. And this is not unusual for rocket launches if they go awry. Most rocket launches do not go awry this close to the ground and haven't for many, many, many decades. It can happen, and it especially can happen when you're trying to develop new rockets. And so Firefly was trying to launch for the first time its rocket, and something didn't go wrong, and this happened. In the past, a story like this would have been intriguing. People would have said, oh, gee, isn't that something? But it wouldn't have made a big deal. Now, in today's culture, which tempts, to give everyone a safe space, even from dissenting opinions, I'm really fearful there'll be greater restrictions soon placed on launches because of this.
The NASA budget. The House Science Committee is looking to cut back on NASA's budget for a lunar lander. That's a puzzle, Bob. Isn't the lunar lander much in the news these days with the contest to build a lunar lander? And hasn't the Biden administration committed to a lunar lander?
Well, the Biden administration, as in the Trump administration, as in the previous Bush administration, as in the Reagan administration, they don't authorize any spending. They have to get it approved by Congress. So they might say we're going to do it, but if it's Congress says no, it don't happen. So anyway, the House is going over the NASA budget not for but for the next budget. And so this is future spending. And the House Science Committee put forth a draft of a bill that would zero out funding for any additional lunar landers. That's what I've read it through. It's a little unclear. Some people say it has nothing to do with the funding for the manned lunar lander contract that SpaceX has for Starship, but instead has to do with funding a second contract, which would, you know, hopefully go that Jeff Bezos hopes Blue Origin could get. So that's what some people say. Others, I look at this and I'm not sure. It might be just zeroing out future funding for the manned lunar lander for the Artemis program that the Biden administration wants to continue. Now, what makes this story really interesting, this is what this committee has proposed. It hasn't been passed yet. There are much more budget negotiations to go on. But so what's really interesting to me is they zeroed out the actual building of a spaceship. But what they did do is add $4 billion for, quote, repair, recapitalization, and modernization of physical infrastructure and facilities throughout NASA. Close quote. So in other words, they don't want NASA to be able to build anything, but they want those employees shuffling paper in really gold-plated buildings on the ground. If this isn't backwards and a joke, I don't know what is, John. I mean, really, you shouldn't be building. If anything, if NASA is shifting to being a customer and not building things anymore, instead buying it from the private sector, if anything, they need less infrastructure. They should be able to access some of their facilities and have fewer employees. But instead, Congress is going to increase that, have us more employees on the ground, and they won't be doing anything.
The Space Force. I get lost, Bob. Is it Colorado? Is it Alabama? Is it somewhere in between? What's happening with the Space Force?
Well, you know, the Space Force is a new branch of the military, and it's supposed to, within it, take in all the different space divisions that were spread throughout the other branches of the military previously. And this way, by consolidating it, they can make the Space Force have its own agenda and therefore be more efficient. Government. But a House committee last week, late in the week, voted to postpone the Trump administration's decision to move or place the Space Force headquarters in Alabama. And that committee essentially made this decision because of influence from Colorado representatives, congressmen, who really wanted and expected the headquarters to be in Colorado. And the reason they expected that is because many of the administrative and actual functions of the military divisions that are going into the Space Force, many of those are in Colorado. And it was actually assumed that they would put the headquarters in Colorado because of that. Well, Trump announced he made the decision to put it in Alabama. There actually may be reasons to put it in Alabama, but the politics and vested interests now don't want it. So the House Armed Services Committee last week passed, with bipartisan agreement, an amendment that would postpone the move to Alabama until after the GAO and the Department of Defense complete a review of that decision. I said before, I really don't expect it to move. I think it's going to end. I don't think it's going to be established in Alabama. I think in the end, Colorado is going to get it. They've got more invested interest, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. When we come back, we're going exploring with the brave little toaster that flies on the planet Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy, with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.